The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
Space, the final frontier, and the theme of today's episode, all about space songs. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, you guessed it, Ryan Buds. Thank you for checking out yet another one of the hundreds and hundreds of episodes of trivia podcasting that I've done that you could listen to anytime on Spotify or the podcast app on your iPhone or on Podbean, Podcatcher, etc. Wherever you're listening from, I'm glad you decided to give the show a try or you're checking it out for the 100th and 900th time. We are almost up to 900 episodes and it's hard to keep count, but there's a little something for everybody. Over the last 4 years, we are coming up on 4 years of the show in July, and it has changed in its format over the years. We used to do like hour and a half long episodes where it was me doing a lot of BSing and joking with guests and just a little bit of trivia. Then we switched over to doing two episodes a week where we did a little bit of that and a little bit of more just like, here's some questions. And then we started just doing questions. So not too many guests these days, but every once in a while, we'll have a guest, a listener, or a celebrity friend of mine who will come on and answer some questions. So still keeping that door open to kind of make this show different when I can. But as you can see, I am still playing catch up over the last month or so. So today's episode is hopefully a fun one for you. It's called Space Songs. It is filling in the blank on titles of songs that have to do with space. I'll give you part of the song title and the artist and the year it came out, and you are filling in the blank in the title of the song. We're going to jump into 11 questions like that right now. Here we go. All right, everybody, this is Space Songs. Let's see how many of these spacey songs you know. Number one, Blank Full of Stars by Coldplay in 2014. Number one, Blank Full of Stars by Coldplay in 2014. Fill in the blank. What's the first word there? Number one, Blank Full of Stars. Question number two, Walking on the Blank by The Police in 1979. Number two, Walking on the Blank by The Police in 1979. Fill in the blank there. Walking on the Blank. Space Songs, number two. Number three, we have Space Travel is Blank by Modest Mouse in 1996. Number three, Space Travel is Blank by Modest Mouse in 96. Number three. Question number four, Satellite of Blank by Lou Reed, 1972. Number four, Satellite of Blank by Lou Reed, 1972. Number five, we have Champagne Blank by Oasis in 1995. Champagne Blank by Oasis in 1995. Question number six, I love this song, When Worlds Blank by Powerman 5000 in 1999. When Worlds Blank by by Power Man 5099, number 6. Question number 7, Motorway to Blank by the Pixies in 1991. Number 7, Motorway to Blank by the Pixies in 91. And question number 8, Aliens Blank by Blink-182, 1999. Fill in the blank there. Number 8, Aliens Blank by Blink-182, 1999. Question number 9, We Are All Made of Blank by Moby in 2002. We Are All Made of Blank. Space Songs number 9, Moby, 2002. Two questions left to go. Here's number 10, 2,000 Light Years from Blank, the Rolling Stones, 1967. Number 10, 2,000 Light Years from Blank, the Rolling Stones, 67. And your bonus question for Space Songs for 2 points. What song of 2008 has the first line, "It started with a low light"? You get 1 point for the band, 1 point for the song. It is space themed. For 2 points, what song of 2008 has the first line, "It started with a low light"? Those are all of your questions for Space Songs. We'll be right back in just a second with the Space Song answers. We are back with the answers to Space Songs. Let's see how you did on filling in these blanks about space. Number 1, Blank Full of Stars, Coldplay, 2014, was Sky. Sky Full of Stars, I think they played that at the Super Bowl. Number 1, Sky Full of Stars. Number 2, Walking on the Moon, The Police, 1979. Moon was the key word there, Walking on the Moon. Number 3, Space Travel is Boring, Modest Mouse, 1996, Boring, number 3. Number 4, Satellite of Love, Lou Reed, 1972, a great song from the soundtrack to Adventureland, a movie about working in a theme park. Number 4, Satellite of Love. Number 5, Champagne Supernova, Oasis, 1995, Champagne Supernova, Oasis, 95. Number 6, When Worlds Collide, Power Man 5000, that is from 1999, Collide, the answer there, number 6. Number 7, Motorway to Roswell by the Pixies, 1991, Motorway to Roswell. And number 8, Aliens Exist by Blink-182, 1999. Look up Tom DeLonge and what he's up to these days. He's making the government talk about aliens, which is crazy. Number 8, Aliens Exist, Blink-182, 99. Number 9, We Are All Made of Stars by Moby, 2002. We Are All Made of Stars. Number 10, 2,000 Light Years from Home, The Rolling Stones, 1967. And the bonus for 2 points, we had Spaceman by The Killers. That's the song from 2008 that starts with the line, "It started with a low light." I like that song quite a bit. And those are all your answers for Space Song Fill in the Blank. I hope you had fun playing along with today's episode. If you want more music trivia, there are probably, there's got to be 50 or 60 music-related episodes if we have 900 in the feed. So just search Music Trivia with Buds, Trivia, Music, Alternative Rock, Rap, whatever you're looking for, you should probably find an episode somewhere. We have one more question for you. It's the question of the day, and that question is, what high school was the alma mater of Nicolas Cage, Alicia Silverstone, and David Schwimmer? What high school did they go to? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Blackjack for the game that's the focus of the 2002 book Bringing Down the House. And your trivia team name of the day is John Wayne and Garth. John Wayne and Garth, a Wayne's World reference with old John Wayne in there. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for all your nice emails over these crazy months. And we'll see you next time for more trivia with me. Cheers.